international success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from magnificent, from beautiful, from green Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited that you've joined me today from all over the world. And of course, you know that if you are listening to this recording, that it is no accident, and that in fact the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can hear just that one thing, you know, that you really have been praying about. Maybe you've been thinking about it, or possibly you've been talking about it, that will shift and change your life. Well, once again, welcome. So excited that you've joined me today. Good day, good evening, good morning. I don't know what time it is where you are, but if you are listening to this recording, it is the right time. I have a great show for you today. My very special guest is Shante Taylor, and she's going to be talking about your brain. She is a neuroscientist, and she is a radio talk show host on the network, but she is an expert in the area of the brain, how your brain works. So we're going to be talking about your brain and the law of attraction, your brain in creating miracles, your brain in creating your reality. So I want you to stay tuned. Well, I am so excited about all of the emails that I have been getting from people from all over the world. My goodness, it is so interesting to hear about how this show is really impacting and shifting and changing the lives of people. I had one lady said that she was going back to 2009 and re-listening to all of my podcasts. She said, "Constance, I listen to you driving in the morning, I listen to you at lunch, and I listen to you going home in the evenings." And so just a quick reminder, of course, you know that I have 280 archived shows with some remarkable and outstanding guests that you can listen to. So if you need inspiration, you need to listen to my archived shows, and they will really empower you and help you. And you know, just in my own life personally, if you were to come to my house, or if you were riding with me in my car is a university, and I'm always listening and learning. In my house, I always have something motivational or spiritual or classical music. I love jazz, too, because I'm a pianist. I don't know if many of you knew that or not. I've been playing the piano for how many years? About 20 years. But everything I have in my house is really very inspiring and motivating and empowering me, because I understand everything that I hear, everything that I see, and everything that I speak out of my mouth really changes me. So I'm going to really encourage you to do that, and you can email me, of course, at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and of course you can go to my website. And man, if you are single, you need to get my new book, Attracting and Manifesting Genuine Love. And I just love my Attracting Love CD with the Beta Theta binaural beats and the harmonic background. I think that's my best affirmation CD recording ever. So you can get both of those and really begin to shift and change your life. And of course, everything that I've created it with you in mind to begin to move you from where you are to where you desire to be. You need tools to move from point A to point B or point A to point Z. Alrighty, so let me give you my tip of the week, and I'm going to be teaching next week. I think I'm going to be teaching on never quit, or it's never too late, or don't give up, or you can do it. That's kind of the sense that I feel like the Spirit is really leading me in, or the direction that Spirit is leading me in. But I'm going to give you my tip for the week. You know, I give you a principle, and it's usually something that I've used with my clients or something that's happening in my own life personally. And this week I went to the eye doctor because I just sensed something was a little off with my eye. And then he sent me to a specialist, and then the specialist gave me what some people would not think would be a great diagnosis, but I had already made a decision that no matter what I heard, that I was going to believe and say and feel and know that I'm already healed. And so I am going to have laser treatments over the next maybe 3 to 4 months. And so I could have really been upset by what I heard him say to me, but I made a decision that I would not allow anything, my circumstances, what was currently going on in my life, to really shape my reality. And so what I'm saying to you is that no matter what is going on in your life right now, just like I did, you can choose to be the powerful man or woman that God created you to be. I shared what was going on with me with about 3 people, and then that was it. Why did I do that? Because whatever you talk about, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so the principle is you only want to share, talk about, think about, and or feel what you desire. So since I already know that I am healed after I shared with my pastor and my other 2 mentors, I'm not talking about what the doctor shared with me. I'm only saying all is well. I'm not in denial, but I'm saying and thinking and creating my own reality, because you really create your world with your words. You create your world with what you truly believe. And you know, Shante Taylor is going to be sharing a lot about that. So what's going on in your life right now? What zooming or booming or large circumstance have you allowed to overwhelm you? So the wow for this week, or the within 1 week for you, is you have to make a decision to take your power back. Because if you don't, you're going to be a victim. Only talk about what you desire. Only see and feel. Natalie Ledwell was on my show last week, and she talked about the power of visualization. Only see those pictures, those images that you desire in your life. You cannot talk about what is. You cannot feel, you know, your past. You cannot vibrate in your past. If you want something different right now and you have very difficult circumstances, you need to put your thinking, your feeling, and your words only on what you desire. And so can you get that? And so right now, if you don't have a lot of money and you're struggling there, of course you don't ever say I'm broke. You know, but you talk about, I believe that all of my needs are met, that abundance is coming to me, that love is coming to me. God, I thank you for the desires of my heart. I thank, you know, thanking God in advance for what you want is just a big way to shift your thinking. And with me, God, I thank you for my total healing. I thank you for my total wholeness. I thank you for my wellness. Can you see how just telling that story will begin to create that? Because gratitude and thankfulness is one of the most powerful energies and one of the most powerful principles in the universe. So my question to you this week is, what can you begin to think? What can you begin to feel? What can you begin to say? What new story can you begin to tell about your life in spite of your current looming, probably insurmountable circumstances that might be in your life right now? And the gist of everything that I've shared is that you have the power. You have the power to shift. You know, you have the power to create a happy day. You know, even though your circumstances may not be great, you can joyfully, you can blissfully, you can happily, you know, go through your current circumstance and begin telling, begin feeling, and begin creating the life that you desired. Wow, that's powerful. Anyway, I'm going to finish here, and we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Think about that. And then I'm going to be back with the wonderful Shante Taylor, and we're going to be talking about your brain. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Well, I am back and so excited about my guest today. My very special guest is Shante Javon Taylor. She is an author. She's a speaker. She is a radio talk show host on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. She is a potentialist coach. I got that out. A neuroscientist and founder of the Self-Help Academy. Shante learned to manage her mind and her life when she went from being a teenage mother and single parent to being happily married and a successful career coach. She has all kind of degrees, folks, and training in neuroscience, biology, clinical neuropsychology, and organizational psychology, and she has 15 years of brain research, and she really empowers people with the knowledge of their brain and mind to optimize their leadership potential and to really just live life fully and abundantly. So grateful to have her on the show. So, Shante Javon Taylor, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance. That was a wonderful introduction. Hey, you got all those words out.
I did, and with a name like that, my goodness, I am so excited about having you on my show. I met you at the conference in Palm Springs, and I was so moved by your presentation and by your knowledge and insight. I said to you then, I'm going to have you on the show, and that's what we're doing today. So glad to have you here. Not that I need to say welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, but you're already on the network. So maybe I should say welcome to the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored.
Well, you're quite a brilliant young woman. So tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are in your journey.
Oh, of course. So I didn't always start off as a neuroscientist, obviously. You know, everybody has their journey, and depending on our perception of that journey determines where we are in the present state. So, as you stated in my biography, I started off as a single parent. So at the age of 15, I had my first child.
Wow.
And, of course, I didn't know what I was doing. And it got to the point where I didn't even know if I wanted to stay on the planet because I was just so overwhelmed. I mean, you think about, you know, the mind of a teenager. We're already wacky. Our emotions mm-hmm. are going crazy. Our brains are underdeveloped. We're trying to figure out life and figure out who we are. And then I have this gift, you know, this being I must now be responsible for, and I was just really, you know, out of whack. But you know, my mother, when I was in a very dark place, she told me that I was meant to be here. Hmm. And she told me the story of when she was going to get her tubes tied because she didn't want any more children before I came. So she already had three children, and she was drugged up on the gurney at the on the military base hospital, ready to go get her tubes tied, until the doctor shook her and woke her up and said, you know, Miss Austin, we don't have any more rooms available for you. You have to reschedule, you know. And in her, you know, drugged up stupor, she was like, what? I'm ready to go, you know. So short story, she ended up not rescheduling, and then lo and behold, I was born. So so she told me, I know you are meant to be here. I don't know why, but that was a divine intervention that I did not get my tubes tied that day. And, you know, that spoke to me at that dark place in my life. And I realized that I need to finish this journey out in life mm-hmm. and figure out why I am here on the planet.
And amazing. So are you the only African-American female neuroscientist? I'm just curious. I don't know. Are you?
I hope that I'm not. No, okay. I'm not. No, I went to UCLA a few years after having my child, and there was a couple of African-American, well, maybe there were some from the African region that actually came over. So, yeah, there was a few of us in the classroom, and there was more women overall in the neurosciences, but it's still a very male-dominated field.
Right.
So regardless, you know, of color or gender, you know, you're going to feel something, you know, that, you know, that's under your awareness that's affecting, you know, your ability to really focus, because you're wondering, you know, are they looking at me? Am I smart enough? You know, women, we just go through that regardless. And there's actually brain studies that show that, you know, having those unconscious biases, you know, under our awareness can affect our cognitive abilities, can affect the results, you know, of our abilities in academia. So that's
true.
Interesting.
So true. So we're going to be talking about neuroscience and the law of attraction and manifestation, or how to use your brain to manifest an abundant and happy and rich life. You know, all of the above. So neuroscience, that's such a scary word for so many people, Shantae. So what is that? What is neuroscience?
So neuroscience, yes, it's very intriguing hearing it, because in modern times, we know so much more about the brain because of neuroimaging techniques that have came out in the last 20 years. So we're able to see what the brain is doing. And that's what neuroscience is really all about, how the brain is functioning and how is it interacting with our nervous system and driving our behaviors. And for the first time, you know, in the last 20 years, we're actually able to see physiological changes going on in the brain when we think, when we're emotional, when we're sad, when we're mad, when we're writing, when we're thinking, when we're visualizing. And we know that stuff works and where it's working. And the beauty of neuroscience now is that we can now merge it with the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't have this epiphany until, you know, just a few years ago, about 5 years ago, you know, continuing my journey, my learning lesson, I actually got into a car accident where I crashed into a pole, and I was in an empty parking lot, not going more than 20 feet, only to be awakened by the shrills of my 3- and 5-year-old. And it was a very traumatic time. We were all okay, but, you know, my brain just literally shut off. You know, I was stressed. I was a mother, a wife, a graduate student, and I was working. And I said, what the heck happened? How do you crash into a pole in an empty parking lot? And what I discovered was that when I was a teenager, my mind was underdeveloped, which means I had underdeveloped emotional gaps and mental gaps that never, you know, got fulfilled. So I was carrying that stuff with me, that inability to control my emotions and my stress levels and all that. I carried that on into my young adulthood and into my marriage and into my motherhood. And so I told myself I could never let that happen again. So what I discovered was I can use neuroscience, the understanding of how our emotions work, how our brainstem work, how our higher intellectual brain works to manage emotions for my actual life. Because at that point I was studying, I was telling people 8 to 12 hours a day what was wrong with their brains, you know, people with dementia and brain injuries. And, you know, that was draining, and it was, you know, my soul was unfulfilled, and it was causing stress and all that. So my epiphany, my wake-up call, my higher self said, you're using your knowledge of neuroscience for the wrong reason. Now, we need people to assess those things, so right. Don't get me wrong. But our gifts and talents are supposed to be in alignment with our purpose, our deeper purpose. And it took me crashing into the pole, you know, to realize that I wasn't using my gift, my talent of understanding the brain to empower people. You know, that's where my sole purpose lies. So I had to make that switch and start empowering people with the knowledge of how their brain works, so that they can live their full potential, so that they can consciously design their brain, their mind, their life in the direction that they want to go, so that they can live a much more fulfilling life. Because if we're not living a purposeful, fulfilling life, what the heck else are we doing?
So true, so true. And, you know, you've said so much that I want to comment on, but I'm thinking about questions that my listeners at this very moment might be pondering or thinking in their own minds. And one of the first things I just want to comment on is that I think you're so right on when you say that it's science and God and spirituality merging. I think that God is so passionate about us really understanding how awesome and how powerful we are, that he's really open up this new knowledge for us to really get a clear picture of who we are and then begin creating and living, you know, abundant and purposeful lives. So, Shante, are you saying that we can deliberately and consciously begin to create our lives by what we think and feel?
That's the world's greatest secret.
Expound on that.
The world's greatest secret is that if we learn to update the most powerful technology in the universe, our own brain, we will just be operating on a whole nother level. The scary part is that most people don't have a clue on how to deliberately use their brain. And that's what I love about the law of attraction, is that it's all about the law of mind. It's all about the law of deliberately designing your life. And when we learn about the brain and how it works, we can deliberately start managing it. We can deliberately start shifting our thoughts, you know, to operate at those higher intellectual subconscious levels, you know, that higher mind level, to really design the life that we want. So once we update our technology, like we update our cell phones and our laptops, which, you know, we update those, we know how to use those, but we don't understand how to use the greatest technology in the universe. And I am here, my mission, my purpose is to take that complex material that is in the labs, in the science journals, and simplify it, because everything can be simplified to the basics. And
okay.
Once you know the basics, you can use it, yeah.
Okay, so Shante, break it down for us. Give us an example of someone who wants to bring more wealth or more money or more abundance in their lives. What would they need to do on a daily basis? What would that look like with their thinking and feeling? And what happens to their brain when they change what they think?
So the first step is to understand that you got three major parts of your brain that's working all the time, and there are two that dominate, that's keeping you from your highest self and the vision of your life. So we have three parts of the brain. The lower part is called the brainstem, which is the instinctive brain, which is responsible for your, you know, fleeing from danger or fighting for your life or helping you to keeping you from starving, you know, those survival mm-hmm. instincts, and even reproduction, you know, having sex so we can reproduce and stay, you know, afloat as a species. All that is good. That's good stuff. And it's also responsible for your unconscious activities like breathing and heart beating. I mean, we don't want to think about that stuff, you know, beating for thousands of times a day. So it's good we have that instinctive brain. But the problem is when we operate from that place, when it's dominating, when we are acting like we're in primitive times instead of modern times, you know, the brain doesn't know the difference if, you know, in its circuitry from running from a bear or getting an email from your boss who wants to see you first thing in the morning, you know, will react the same, or somebody, you know, honking their horn at you and you act, you know, instantly and get frustrated and mad and, you know, road rage occurs, you know. So once we're aware of that, that we have that part of the brain that's instinctive, we can say, okay, let me pause and really analyze where is this coming from? Because there's other parts of your brain you can operate from. And so the next higher level of your brain is your emotional brain. And this is also where your short-term memory is. So when we have those strong emotions, love, hate, fear, you know, all that is very tied to our memory. So the stronger the emotion, the more it's tied to the memory. The more it's tied to the memory, the more it is concreted into our higher intellectual brain. So it's very important to be able to manage our emotions because we don't want the wrong thoughts and, you know, emotions and memories hardwired into our brain, and that's where a lot of people are. We have these strong emotions tied to people, you know, all these memories, these, you know, the places we've been, and, you know, and it's not suiting us. And the thing about it is our brain likes to go in automatic mode, so we have automatic programming that we're dealing with, going under our awareness all the time, just like, you know, you get a new computer, you have programs already on it, and they're just running, you know, and you can decide to take those off or, you know, if it's slowing down your computer, but with our brain, we just let those programs run in the back, and they're programmed from society, our parents, people who told us we couldn't, you know, and being rejected, and all those are driving our behaviors. 90% of our behaviors are driven by those unconscious programs. So we have to start consciously bringing those programs to the forefront of our minds so we can start dealing with them and reprogramming them. So by understanding that, hey, I have an instinctive brain, I have this emotional brain that's hardwired for old programs, and one more thing people should know is that the emotional brain is more sensitive to threats and fear than reward and pleasure. That is so important because when stuff comes up, like starting a new business, you know, taking risks on your purpose and passion, your brain is automatically going to go into threat mode because it's used to staying comfortable. And when you are used to staying comfortable, anytime you step a toe out of that comfort zone, your emotional brain lights up. Like, wait a minute, I don't know what's coming next. You know, like primitive days, being in the brush, you don't know what's behind the you don't know what's behind the bushes. That's how your brain, like I said, your circuits are the same. It doesn't know the difference. So, but once you understand in modern times that when you step out of your comfort zone, when you start going after what you truly want, your purpose and passion, and you understand the technology of your brain, you will know that those feelings are supposed to come up. Those feelings of uncertainty, those feelings of risk, you know, the fear and anxiety, that stuff is supposed to come up because that's what your brain is designed to do. It's wired for threat. But once you understand that they're going to come up, now you can operate from a higher place. You know, you can shift those thoughts to your third part of your brain called your cerebral cortex, your higher intellectual brain, and your intellectual brain can, you know, change the perception and say, hey, you know, I expected fear to show up. I expected anxiety to show up because I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, but now I'm going to proceed because I know that only when I'm operating from that place of alignment and purpose and passion will I achieve my goals. So, you know, your fear and anxiety, those levels will start to decrease. Your emotional brain will start to deactivate, and you won't be as sensitive to making changes and taking risks and being uncertain about your next moves in life, because, you know, you change your perception. And there is brain research to show that when people change their perception on certain cognitive tasks or stories or, you know, things that incite the emotional brain, once that emotional brain gets deactivated, their higher order thinking brain gets more activated, and they're able to make better decisions about the next step. So it's all about what part of your brain is dominating. Is the brainstem instinctive fight or fight brain ruling? Is your emotional brain ruling, or is your higher intellectual brain ruling? And just one more thing on that, you know, emotions are powerful. Emotions give us the signals on which way to go, but we don't use them to empower us. That's the problem. We use them to run away from stuff, to stand and fight, flee the situation. The situation to not go after our dreams and goals, because we get this, you know, these feelings coming up and we think we're supposed to run, but really we're supposed to recognize it and say, okay, it's coming up because I'm going the right path. So
true. You know, that is so powerful, Shante. I was just listening intensely, and I could just hear your power and your passion just resonating, you know, all over the world. And so I want to go back to emotion, because I think I was listening to Jack Canfield, and he was talking about it's not just your thinking, but it's the emotion behind your thinking. So is that why when we visualize and we feel it and we see it and, you know, we're in an alignment that we have whatever we're visualizing right now? Is that why visualization is so powerful?
Oh, my mind went all over the place. That's right. Oh, yes, yes. So now that's the power of science, you know, combining with the visualization and law of attraction and spirituality, because we can see that when we just visualize something, other parts of our higher intellectual brain lights up. There's studies that show when people visualize themselves just moving their toes or their feet, their motor cortex and their higher order thinking brain lights up. So the motor cortex allows you to consciously move. So you're not moving, but if you just visualize that you're moving, your brain is interpreting it as you're actually moving. And they've seen this in paralyzed victims as well. And it's just amazing. People are able to grow muscle fibers, you know, and grow bigger muscles just by visualizing it. And the emotional aspect, now remember that those emotions are highly attached to the short-term memory. So whatever emotions, if they're strong enough, they're going to go to that short-term memory and get sealed into your long-term memory faster, and there'll be more mental maps, so which affects your memory, your decision-making, you know, and directs your behaviors. So it's crucial, if you're going to have emotions, have them to be strong and positive towards what you want and what you visualize, because your brain activates all the cells in your body. Your brain is telling every cell of your body what to do and it's telling your brain, the other brain parts, what to look for, opportunities, people, you know, and a lot of stuff is coming under our awareness, our subconsciousness. And that's how we make a lot of our decisions, and that's, you know, that's driving our behavior. So if we're going to prime our brain, let's prime it with positive emotions linked to our memories to establish the mental maps to look for opportunities that's out of our awareness, but our brain will still pick up on it. And that's the big secret.
Yeah.
That's empowering to use your emotions in a whole different way.
So instead of whining and complaining, poor me, things never happen for me, we can shift that and change that to being excited, expectant, you know, anticipating the good, you know, living blissfully, being happy, loving our lives for where they are, and that creates more of that.
That creates the ultimate level of vibrating on the frequency that you want and attracting the what you want, the people you want. I mean, oh my gosh, just take that, attracting the people that you want.
Okay, let's take that. So how can, Shantae, how can someone who desires love, or maybe they just want to maybe really attract people on a business level, what would they need to do? Give us an example of that.
Okay, so I always start with awareness. Be aware of who you are, what your thoughts are, because we can't control other people, but we can attract them based on what we're thinking and where we are in life. So the more we're aware of our thoughts and our actions and get clear on what we want, because clarity is so important. A lot of us are just going through life not even knowing what we want. So how can we even attract those wealthy people? How can we attract health in our lives or make any kind of decisions to empower us? So, I mean, being aware and being clear on what we want will direct our thoughts and our mental habits and establish those mental maps to start steering us in the direction of love, of wealth. And, you know, our thoughts have to correspond to what we want. So being aware and getting clear on what we want, we will start making different decisions. And we'll be operating on a higher level of awareness, because we've been operating on a lower level, on a lower vibration, on a lower level of awareness, just because we don't know how to deliberately use our thoughts. We don't know how to deliberately use our brain. So thoughts are so powerful. And once we change those, we can attract whatever we will.
You know, that is so true. And as you were sharing, I thought about something my former pastor said to me many years ago. You know, because I love to travel. I'm traveling internationally all of the time. And my pastor said to me, Constance, why is it that every time you travel that you always meet somebody, you know, wealthy? And usually a man, you know. And at the time, I didn't understand that. But looking back on those times, I realized that I was really vibrating and being that. And so that's what I attracted into my life. And so for listeners all over the world today, this is so encouraging. You should be saying hallelujah, thank you, God, because this means that you can really design and create whatever life you desire.
Yes, and that is so comforting.
It
to
is.
Know that you really have the control. The answer has been inside of us all along. And that might sound cliche, but literally, I'm here to tell everyone, all your listeners, that the answer is literally in your brain. And, you know, really the brain is this physical manifestation of the mind. And the mind is unlimited. But because we haven't managed our brain, we can't even access the mind the way we can.
So true. So true. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking to Shantae Javon Taylor, and she's a neuroscientist and a potentialist coach. I'm going to ask her what that big word means later on, and the founder of Self-Help Academy. And we're talking about how to understand your brain, how to use your mind to really manifest, to create and live, you know, just the life of your dreams. So, Shantae, can you think of anything else that people can really begin to do today, you know, to use their mental capabilities to harness the law of attraction?
Absolutely. So I talked about the intellectual brain, which is the most advanced part of your brain. It's what people are used to seeing, the left and right hemispheres, right? And we know that, you know, the right brain is the more creative side, the left brain is the more logical side, analytical side, and some people identify with either one or the other. But I'm here to say, as soon as you identify with only one side of your brain, you're cutting off half of your potential right there. So it's so important to learn how to tap into both sides of your brain, because they're both important, you know, to really show up in the world, to really design the brain that you want, and to make the decisions, you know, for health and wealth and love, and to be emotionally connected to yourself and to others, and to have that empathy and compassion. Another thing is in the very front part of our brain, just behind the eyeballs, is called the prefrontal cortex, and this part of the brain is very awesome. It is the one of the most advanced parts of the brain, or if not the advanced part of the brain, because it's responsible for our planning of the future. You know, it's responsible for all these high level performance things. You know, our focus and our attention. But one thing about it is it uses up a lot of energy, and the brain would rather not use up its resources, so it gets lazy. So if we learn how to activate our prefrontal cortex and take care of our brains better with the thoughts that we have, with the foods that we eat, you know, hydrating it, we'll just be able to optimize this region of the brain much better. And it likes to work optimally, on optimal levels. It doesn't like to multitask. I know there's 99% of people who think they are wonderful at multitasking, but studies show that when people multitask, their IQ levels can go down to the level of an 8-year-old, okay? So if we just know that, we can enhance our mental performance. If you enhance your mental performance of this highly advanced region, your ability to get stuff done will soar. And that can pair perfectly if you're doing your passion, because your passion will fuel your brain, you know, to get you to your goals faster. So if you desire wealth, if you desire to take on that new business, and it's aligned with your true self, your authentic self, and you know how to pair it with optimizing your brain powers, you'll be off the charts and be able to produce and just go. And I got a lot of strategies, Constance.
So I know you do. So let's talk about your book. Share a little bit about your book and why did you write this book. What's the title of your book?
The title of my book is Gen X, A Manual for the Generation of Masterminds and Lost Minds.
Okay.
Yes. And that is just what it is. It's a manual for the next generation of people who want to take their lives, this universe, to the next level by understanding the greatest technology on the planet. So I was inspired to write this book because I went to Australia to a neuro leadership summit, and one of the panelists said, you know, we hear a lot about baby boomers and Generation Y, but you never really hear about Generation X. And Generation X is those who are born in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I happen to be born in the 70s, and that was the first time I even considered it. And I said, you're right, you really don't hear about Generation X too much. And, you know, the panelists went on to talk about how, you know, we need a new type of leadership, and, you know, we need leaders who's going to be able to resonate with their organizations and lead effectively, be more compassionate and connected and all that. And, you know, he's talking about generation, you know, being in those roles right now, getting ready to take over for Generation X. And then they have to lead this new mindset, Generation Y. And so I started studying the differences between the generations and realized that every generation has their own set of challenges and strengths. So I set out to write this book to highlight, you know, the masterminds of Gen X, you know, the creators of Google and, you know, Twitter and all that good stuff, and have taken, you know, the communication levels, the global communication levels to, you know, to the next level, and, you know, in this generation. But we also have our challenges. You know, we're the first generation of latchkey kids, you know, that means we got very independent, but we didn't have the attention that we needed. And so we have to block off and put up a lot of emotional blocks because we didn't get that attention. And we, you know, we took that to our adult world and our professions. And so there's some blocks there, but we still want attention. We want to feel purposeful and independent, but we're not always getting it. And, you know, we're being charged to, you know, take over, you know, from the baby boomers, learn from their wisdom, their traditions, but also lead this Generation Y who, you know, all they know is technology.
Right.
You know, so it's like I'm dealing with giving Generation Y strategies, over 40 strategies and tools to be able to tap into their creativity levels, their leadership potential, and to operate at their peak mental performance and enhance their emotional levels so that they can be able to deal with all that's going on in modern times today, but at a higher level, so we can really, you know, represent and take over from the baby boomers and really lead Generation Y instead of them falling by the wayside, you know. But really, this book is for anybody who wants to be the new thought leader of the future.
Wow.
Because, I mean, if you think of X is an unknown variable in algebra, right? So the new thought leader to me is anybody who's willing to challenge themselves on a whole nother level and understand the greatest technology on the planet to take their lives and those that they want to influence to the next level. Because until we're connected internally, until we change from within, until we upgrade our greatest technology, we won't be able to influence and lead like we really can.
So true. That's very powerful, Shante. And then lastly, let's talk about what happens to our brain or our mind when we're really living out our purpose, or when we are really walking in our mission and our destiny. I heard you say earlier that, man, when you are doing what you were created to do, how your brain just really just comes in and assists you in accomplishing and manifesting, you know, whatever your particular purpose or mission is.
Oh, yes. I mean, and there's so much more to go. Once you activate yourself, your higher self, it really just takes over from there. And there's just this knowing, this higher intuitive sense. It's like all your senses just get, you know, amplified, and you just know where to go. You just know where to turn. You know, I mean, you're not as stuck as much. Stuff doesn't bother you as much.
Uh-huh.
You're ready to hop out the bed and start the next day. You know, you're able to be present and mindful with yourself, your children, situations. You're not checking your phone all the time. You know, you're in another state of mind. You know when to, you know, rein in your thoughts. You know when to meditate and go inward. Once I made the decision to go the opposite direction of my peers who are becoming neuropsychologists, and they're doing really well. Once I decided to say, I'm going to use this brain to empower, brain knowledge to empower people, all kind of doors started opening up. And I'm going to tell you, the fear factor, the doubt monsters came up real fast.
I'm sure.
Like, what am I doing? Is this the right? You know, I was going through it. But then I started recognizing opportunities, people going in the direction. You know, I ended up in Australia, like I said, you know, that was on my list of places to go, but I didn't know I would end up there at that capacity. So people started to show up. My brain started being primed to look opportunities and people who were already using the knowledge of the brain to empower people. So it opened up a whole new world, whole new connections, ideas, and I mean, ideas are off the charts. I mean, I gotta keep a notebook around just to, you know, to rein in my thoughts.
I can tell.
Yes, I know. So I ended up writing a book in like 3 months. I wrote a book, and I was going to self-publish, but then I did an interview, and a publisher heard my message, was intrigued, and decided to publish me. And then from there, I was offered an opportunity to become a radio host and then speak at the Law of Attraction event. You know, so all this happened within a year. So once you start operating at your authentic self and according to what the universe has aligned for you, because when we start to operate outside of ourselves, when we're not aligned, it's very hard to steer our lives. We don't know where to go.
True.
But as soon as we operate from that place of alignment, you know, it's unlimited. Your thoughts, your ideas, the opportunities, the people who start showing up, and I just keep getting confirmation all the time. And it's
right.
A journey. It's a great journey.
Well, you know, thank you for sharing that, because it's nothing but the truth. Because the more you walk in and be and do what God has called you to or created you for, the entire universe comes and conspires to help you, to assist you, and to support you in that. And that's what you're doing, Shantae.
Amen to that, and
right.
Thank goodness, because sometimes when you're going in life and you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, you know there's something greater in you that you're supposed to be doing, you know.
True.
And I think we all know what we're supposed to be doing, but we need that quiet moment. Some of us need to hit the pole. You know, I just happen to hit the literal pole, you
right.
know. But once you hit the pole, you know, that's a wake-up call.
So true.
To start discovering.
And so lastly, Shantae, you are a potentialist coach. And so tell us what that is. How can people reach you? What is your website information, et cetera?
Yes, yes. So a potentialist, I coined that term. Well, there's two other potentialists on the planet, but the potentialist is not in the dictionary yet, and basically, not yet. I see the potential in everybody, in every situation, and that is a stark contrast to assessing what was wrong with people 8 to 12 hours a day. And I did a total flip, and when I look at myself, in my own journey, I see the potential, you know, I see the learning experiences now. When I hear people talking about their lives and what they want to do, I see the potential in them, and I help to show them. It's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of, you know, going against my own grain, I just decided to, you know, go with that. That's what I do in this life. I see the potential in everybody. And, you know, people think that, some people would say that's being, you know, overly optimistic or, Pollyannish.
Mm-hmm.
I got that one time. But, you know, well, what's the alternative? Do you want me to see the faults? Because if you focus on faults, that's what you're going to attract. And that's what I was attracting when I was focusing on mental deficits 8 to 12 hours a day. I was designing my brain to look for what was wrong with people and situations. And I was pairing it with strong emotions because, you know, it's hard to tell caregivers that, you know, your mom has this mental illness and we can't do much about it. So all that was just, you know, being sealed in my being. And so when I get home, what am I looking for? I'm looking for faults in myself, in my children, in my spouse, in the world, because I've wired my brain 8 to 12 hours a day to look for that. I've primed my brain to look for what's wrong. And so I said, no more. I'm going to prime my brain to look for what's right. You know, so I am the potentialist, Constance.
And what is your website?
My website is ShantaeJTaylor.com. And people can go there and sign up and get free mental tips and strategies and documents from me to help them on their journey to fulfill their full potential, their full mental potential, to operate at their full mental capacity, and to learn how to consciously design their own brain. And once they design their own brain, they design their own thoughts, thus designing their own life and attracting what they will.
So true. And tell us about your radio show. The name of your show on the network is?
Unlock Your Potential.
Why did I know potential would be somewhere in that title?
That's what we're here for. Unlock our potential.
And you know, Shante, I'm just so proud of you. I mean, you are working on your doctorate, and you know, you are a very accomplished and smart and intellectual and spiritual woman. And it was definitely the will of God and the purpose of God for you to really come into this world and to help us understand, you know, how to really use our brain and our mind to really create our life. And I'm just so glad that you were on the show today and that I'm getting to know you better.
Absolutely. And you just radiate love, Constance.
Thank you.
I just love talking to you. And your audience, it's such a pleasure, you know, for you to be and share with them your great light, living your potential.
Thank you. And so I'm going to strongly encourage all of you, go to her website, get her book. Is your book on Amazon, or do they get your book on your website?
They can go both places, and
okay.
The title of the book, again, is Gen X, A Manual for the Generation of Masterminds and Lost Minds. And if people email me their receipt, I will send them some posters, some mental cheat sheets that they can hang up in their office so that they can remember to use the strategies, because part of the problem is you learn something new and you don't remember to use it, right?
Right. Yeah, I've done that many times. And so I'm going to strongly urge all of you, tell your friends about this recording and listen to this again and again. Go to Shante's show on the network and listen to her shows. I have. She's very powerful, and she's sharing life-changing information. And Shante, once again, thank you so much. And, of course, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. You can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And, of course, I love hearing from you. My email is Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, I think I forgot to tell you at the beginning of the show that I love you, God loves you, and always remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.